Learning to Attract Joyous Co-Creators.
Your life is supposed to feel good to you. Before your birth, you knew that the primary component of your physical experience that would offer the greatest value for your personal and collective expansion and joy would be the component of the relationships that you would experience with each other. It was your plan to relish the diversity of your relationships and to choose from them the details that would make up your creations. And here you are. Before your birth, as you were making the decision to focus yourself into this leading-edge time-space reality, it was your powerful intention to enjoy every moment of the process. You understood then, from your non-physical perspective, that you are a creator and that you were coming into an environment with enormous potential for joyful, satisfying experiences in creation. You understood that you are a creator and that the Earth experience would be the perfect platform from which you would launch numerous satisfying creations. And here you are. Before your birth into your physical body, you knew that once you were here, you would be surrounded by others, and that your relationships with those others would be the primary source of the contrast you would live. You understood also that these contrasting relationships would provide the very basis of your personal expansion, as well as the very basis of your enormous contribution to eternal expansion, and you eagerly welcomed your interaction with all of them. And here you are. There was nothing in your plan about being here that included struggle or hardship. You did not believe that you were coming into physical form to right past wrongs or to fix a broken world, or even to evolve in the sense that you were currently lacking in something. Instead, you knew this physical experience would be an environment that would provide a balance of contrast from which you would personally make increasingly improved choices that would add to your own expansion as well as to the collective expansion of all that is. You knew that this world of contrast would induce in you the expansion that literally puts the eternalness into eternity. And your appreciation for the contrasting environment on planet Earth was enormous. For you understood that contrast is the basis of expansion, and that the expansion would be joyous. And here you are. Before your birth into your physical body, you knew the value of variety and of diversity. For you understood that every new preference, desire, or idea would be born from that contrast. And you knew that this contrast not only provided the literal basis for expansion, but also the basis for your joyful experience. And most of all, you knew that your joyful experience would be the ultimate reason for every part of all of this beingness. You knew that it all exists for the joyful moments that would constantly explode into your awareness along the way. And here you are. Before your birth, you understood contrast to be the variety from which you would make choices. You knew that your surrounding environment would be like a dining buffet spread out before you from which you would choose, and that nothing about that environment was permanent because your constant new choices would cause it to constantly change. And here you are. Before your birth, you understood that all choices are made by giving attention to something. You knew that you were about to focus your consciousness into a physical body and into a physical time-space reality, and that you would make your selections from the contrasting buffet of choices that would surround you by your attention, focus, or thought. And here you are. Before your birth, you understood that the Earth environment, like all environments, physical and non-physical, is a vibrationally based environment, which is managed by the law of attraction, which means that which is likened to itself is drawn. And you knew that your attention to any subject was your invitation for your personal participation with it. And here you are. Before your birth, in considering your physical experience on planet Earth, you did not request to be born into an environment of sameness or agreement, where all of the variety had already been considered and all of the decisions about how life should be lived had been made. For you were a powerful creator who was coming forth for the purpose of making your own decisions and of creating your own joyful experience. You knew that diversity would be your best friend and that conformity, on every level, would be the opposite. You literally dived in eagerness, to find your bearings and then to begin to explore from your own personal, important, and powerful viewpoint your contrasting surroundings from which you would carve out your creations. And here you are. Many people express concern and frustration, and at times anger and resentment, that they did not retain conscious awareness of these pre-birth decisions. but we submit that you arrived in your physical body with something even more important intact. You were born with a personal guidance system to help you to know every step or thought along the way, when you are diverging from your pre-birth understanding of life, and when you are on track. It is our desire that you become consciously aware of your own guidance system so that you can explore this new frontier of creation in alignment with the stability of your non-physical knowledge. It is our desire to help you consciously reconnect with who you really are and to help you replace myriad false premises which you have erroneously picked up along your physical trail with universal, law-based premises of life. It is our desire to help you to solve the mystery of seemingly impossible relationships, to sort out the details of sharing your planet with billions of others, to rediscover the beauty of differences, and most of all, to reestablish the most important relationship of all, your relationship with the eternal, non-physical source that is really you. And here we are.